Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I am prepared for all the hatred in the world.
So, normal day for you?
Yep.
Cool.
I had this radical idea and I'm trying something new. As
sobriety.
It relates.
Oh, dating. Being a good person.
I thought you said you were ready.
Oh my God.
I'm kidding. You're a great person.
You are the meanest. Do you see what T-Hack is doing over there? Just, yeah. By the way, why are you laughing, son?
I'm puckered in every way that I can be. I'm very nervous.
Oh my God. So you guys just sit around waiting for me to say any opening and everybody just goes, rah, like pounces.
You just sounded like my dog.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Right, okay.
I'm taking a lot of medications for my allergies, but I'm trying something else. And people who have allergies.
I want to do the allergy test so bad.
Do you know what it is, though? It's not fun.
No.
It's
where
horrifying.
They prick your back.
Yeah.
Yeah, they like draw a ginormous tic-tac-toe board on your back and then poke you.
Like it's 50 times. Yeah.
Yes.
I want to do that.
It's like, here's a little bit of honey locust tree. Here's a little bit of nuts. Here's a little bit of.
I was thinking canned tomatoes. That's the only thing I'm allergic to.
Are you really allergic to that?
Yeah.
Wait, but not regular tomatoes?
No.
Just canned.
What are you talking? That's impossible. You're either allergic to a tomato or you're not.
My throat gets all closey.
I can't wait.
But only to canned tomatoes.
I am going to sneak some canned tomatoes into her.
Oh that's, my gosh.
Closing her throat would be the greatest thing that ever happened to me.
Okay, what are you doing for the first time?
No.
Or what are we,
yeah.
What
no,
are you
here's
doing?
My point. I think allergy people are going to be mad at me because I think I'm snubbing my nose. What do you call it? Like, I'm like,
snubbing?
I never had allergies and now I do.
Mm-hmm.
So you know what I did today? I did all of my show prep outside right next to the trees with the
You're
pollen.
You're trying to like raw dog your allergies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is that a thing? Because I feel like,
mm-hmm.
Hear me out. Okay. I'm going to get a lot of hate. I'll just give the phone number 303-222-5423. I once talked to a doctor at National Jewish Hospital, which is like the respiratory hospital. They were affiliated with Children's for a long time. I don't know if they still are. But he was like, do you know who doesn't have allergies? You know who doesn't have peanut allergies or dairy allergies or any of that stuff? Do you know who it is? Farm kids.
Mm.
Farm kids aren't allergic to anything. Want to know why? Because they're out in all the crap right away.
Exposure therapy.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is.
Yep. Yes.
Which exposure therapy can help, but only in a controlled way. So allergy shots or sublingual tablets, which gradually expose you to allergens in a precisely measured amount.
So
not just going outside.
At a table that was covered in the yellow pollen today.
And
your eyes are swollen.
I know they are. But
so
I'm
it's
like,
not
let's
helping.
Go. Yes, it is. Don't you think I'm building up a tolerance to it?
No.
You're also what? On a lot of drugs
I know.
For it.
I had to like, you know, yin and yang it.
I'm with you. Yeah. I think you got to expose yourself. Germs are this way. Amish don't get sick. They don't have allergies because they don't.
This guy and his
They're
germs.
Just outside. There's outside. It's true. And same with farm kids. Yeah.
I am not saying that we should shove bread in Aaron's mouth.
Oh my gosh.
That is different.
Will you die?
No, you're not the deadly, deadly
celiac.
I'm
not like anaphylactic.
Your insides would be like,
yeah.
Okay.
But like, the lawyer from my first divorce was so celiac that like, when we would go out to lunch to discuss the thing, she would insist on meeting the chef. And she'd be like, look me in the eye. show me where you're going to prepare my food. Because she was like, it feels really like personal. Is there a level of celiac where
yeah,
like,
where it is anaphylactic? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So.
That's.
At that point, just don't go out.
Yes, if it's yeah. like risky. Yeah. Like,
boy in the bubble it. You got to be the boy in the bubble. Just, yeah. Because I just distinctly remember her. We were at Strings Restaurant. And she was like, she walked back there and I was like, what are you doing? And I was like.
Okay, just, runny nose, swollen eyes. Be the boy in the bubble.
I don't want to be.
It's not working. Okay. You're doing it wrong.
You barely started. You're right. just day getting started. One.
Maybe you should try this over the weekend where we don't have to see you.
Nope. I'm raw dogging it. I'm but sleeping you're not, under
but
this.
You're not. You took so much medicine today.
Okay, so you want me to not take medicine tomorrow? Yes. I will, dude, I
only
will be your little play
toy. Only if you come in
toy.
And do a show.
Yeah, I will come in.
I'm afraid of you calling and being like, I'm not okay.
I have the drugs on standby. I want other people to tell me that this will work. Again, I'm not suggesting, please stop the hate texts.
Have you tried local honey?
That is a real thing.
I've read on Snopes or something that I don't know if that's real. Yes, I have sucked down plenty of the honey. Like they have the little, like
the tubes.
Yeah, the little sticks.
Delicious.
Like sure Lulu's
like,
Farms.
Like local to.
Yes.
I don't like what you're
okay,
doing.
Okay, sorry.
Local to here.
Yes.
Local to where you
yes.
live.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Like
just
it's
checking.
From like Lulu's Farm is like right by my house.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Okay, so who wants a raw dog with me tomorrow?
Me.
Well,
the Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.